This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. Yes, the Supreme Court said it was mostly okay. And yes, the rollout has already started, although no, not as we are all aware, without some serious problems. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel was one of many giving advice and counsel to the White House as that law was being written, and he has now in turn written a book about what healthcare reform might eventually mean in this country. It's called Reinventing American Healthcare. Dr. Emanuel, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
Let's get the politics of this thing out of the way as much as possible, and I appreciate that that's a loaded statement. But you end the book saying, and this is a quote, "In the short term, the Affordable Care Act has been a political disaster for President Obama and the Democrats." Self-inflicted wound, right?
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous achievement. And I think, unfortunately, the communication strategy wasn't everything it should have been. And I think, obviously, the implementation initially in the first 2 months of the exchanges are both self-inflicted wounds. In general, the bill is actually going to dramatically improve the American healthcare system. And yet I think that message has not been effectively communicated, unfortunately.
I'm also obliged to mention that the Obama administration and the people who are implementing this thing can't seem to get out of their own way in delaying implementations and making exceptions and doing everything that would seem to suggest that this thing is half-baked.
I don't agree with you.
Really?
Yes, I don't agree with you. The exchanges are happening. That's a key element. Many of the important rules and regulations, they're having a very big effect already in fixing the system. So I don't really agree with you. You're focused on one or two things like the employer mandate for big employers. Let's face it. Most of those employers already provide insurance. The individual mandate, that's sticking, and that's actually going to make a big impact, I think, in convincing people to get insurance.
I want to ask you about Medicaid expansion. You knew going in that this was going to be a tough thing for a lot of Republican governors to swallow at the state level, yet you left it in there. The Supreme Court said you couldn't do that.
The Supreme Court didn't say you couldn't expand Medicaid.
No, they said you can't be coercive about it.
Yeah. The kind of penalty that we put in the bill was too coercive is what they said.
Why did you go that way then, if you knew it was going to be so hard?
Oh, well, we thought that the kind of penalty or the kind of incentives we provide. Remember, for the first 3 years on the Medicaid expansion, the federal government picks up the entire bill for Medicaid expansion, and then it slowly declines so that the federal government picks up 90% of the expansion. For most states, that's positive cash flow. The only thing keeping states from actually expanding Medicaid is ideology. It's not actually costs and benefits.
Well, just to get back to the politics of this thing for a second, and I said we were going to move away, but you recognize that this is all ideology, right? It's the role of government in society, and nowhere is that more fundamental than in healthcare.
Well, we thought that for many states, they also recognize that it's important to balance their state budget, that it's important to give people health care because they become more productive. They stop worrying about that element and can focus on jobs, raising their family, and other things. And we made it strongly in their interest to expand Medicaid.
Would you go to medical school today? I mean, you're a doctor. You've been on both sides.
That's
of this
a very
thing.
Complicated personal question you're asking.
All right. Give me the radio-approved answer then.
So I'll tell you, I think this is among the most exciting times in medicine. Many of the things that frustrated me during my training, for example, we'd have patients with emphysema come into the hospital. We'd work to make sure their breathing was better. We'd discharge them, and then they'd come right back 7 days later because no one was following up on, are they taking their medications? Do they have an air conditioner in the house when it's hot and they therefore don't get short of breath? Now, the health system will have a lot of incentives to do that follow-up, to actually go beyond simple healthcare interventions to take care of the whole patient. So I'm actually quite keen that this could be a real golden age where we can actually improve costs and really improve the welfare and the health of the average American who has an illness.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, he is the Vice Provost for Global Initiatives at the University of Pennsylvania. He is a physician, and he's got a new book out. It's called Reinventing American Healthcare. Zeke, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.